This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Firefighters are back in the Evergreen area this afternoon as yet another wildfire is burning, this time off Mangum Road. Tractors, aircraft, and multiple personnel are involved in that effort, which is leaning towards NC 242. Dangerously dry conditions are continuing, and there's really not much relief in sight before next week. At one point yesterday, firefighters were dealing with 5 wildfires in the county at the same time. Major fires were targeted north of Evergreen and near a hog farm on Bud Stevens Road. Several sheds were destroyed after a debris fire got out of control in North Hallsboro. The entire area is under an extreme fire warning today and for the rest of the week. All outdoor burning should be avoided and until conditions improve. The Forest Service has brought in heavy equipment and helicopters to deal with the larger fires. Emergency repairs on North Creek Drive in County Water District 4 have led to a boil advisory. The affected area includes all of North Creek Drive. This just in, a boil advisory has been issued in Water and Sewer District 3 as well for Waterfall Estates. There was a water main break there. Now the flow of water will be reversed throughout the system, so there could be water quality issues such as discoloration. Customers that have problems should call the county after-hours number at 910-770-2158. Representative Brendan Jones called out former Governor Roy Cooper and the NC Office of Resilience and Recovery in an ex post today. Jones has continued to hammer the failure to properly manage hundreds of millions of dollars in relief for victims of Hurricanes Matthew and Florence here in the East. NCOR cannot account for much of the state and federal funding that was set aside to rebuild and repair storm-damaged homes. A bill introduced yesterday will provide $217 million to finish the projects, but the Office of State Budget Management will be holding the purse strings for NCOR. The Closeout Operations Providing Emergency Relief Act, called COOPER for short, provides twice-monthly financial and progress statements from NCOR. NCOR was created by Governor Cooper and was completely under his control with no oversight by legislators or other state agencies. Less than half the home repair or replacement projects have been completed, 9 years after Hurricane Matthew and 7 after Hurricane Florence. Movies are back at the Museum of Science in downtown Whiteville. WALL-E will be shown Saturday at 11 a.m. and at 2 p.m. in the Museum Theater. There's no cost. Drinks and snacks will be available. There'll be opportunities for hands-on learning after each show. The movie series is brought to you by International Paper. Speaking of the museum, they have an opening for an educator. Call 910-788-5100 to find out how to apply. And remember, tomorrow is the application deadline. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.